Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, by Judy Blume. Chapter 1. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. We're moving today. I'm so scared, God. I've never lived anywhere but here. Suppose I hate my new school. Suppose everybody there hates me. Please help me, God. Don't let New Jersey be too horrible. Thank you. We moved on the Tuesday before Labor Day. I knew what the weather was like the second I got up. I knew because I caught my mother sniffing under her arms. She always does that when it's hot and humid, to make sure her deodorant's working. I don't use deodorant yet. I don't think people start to smell bad until they're at least 12, so I've still got a few months to go. I was really surprised when I came home from camp and found out our New York apartment had been rented to another family, and that we owned a house in Farbrook, New Jersey. First of all, I never even heard of Farbrook. And second of all, I'm not usually left out of important family decisions. But when I groaned, "Why New Jersey?" I was told, "Long Island is too social, Westchester is too expensive, and Connecticut is too inconvenient." So Farbrook, New Jersey it was, where my father could commute to his job in Manhattan, where I could go to public school, and where my mother could have all the grass, trees, and flowers she ever wanted. Except I never knew she wanted that stuff in the first place. The new house is on Morningbird Lane. It isn't bad. It's part brick, part wood. The shutters and front door are painted black. Also, there is a very nice brass knocker. Every house on our new street looks a lot the same. They are all 7 years old. So are the trees. I think